We'd had an argument. I can't remember what it was about, but it was a big one. I had a funny feeling that night. Unsettled, as if something big was going to happen. It could have been due to the argument, or discomfort rooted in paranoia. I knew she was heading out to a bar, and she always got plenty of attention. On top of that, she hadn't texted me. I'd always get a text good night, even if we'd fallen out. But that night, I got nothing. My mind was crowded. Too many conflicting thoughts were blaring out, and I just couldn't sleep. Maybe I've taken things too far. Maybe something's happened to her. I think I need to text her. No, wait. She was wrong, not me. What if she's moved on already and she's with someone else? No, she won't be. That's deceitful. And I know her. I can trust her because she loves me with all her heart. After all, she's the one who pursued me when I wasn't interested. Finally, I plucked up the courage to text her goodnight. She sent her response in the early hours of the morning. She poured her heart out to me, saying she loved me and wanted to patch things up. Apparently, her life wouldn't be the same without me. I bought the idea. I really did. But then a friend sent me a text, and in an instant, even before I'd opened it, I felt anxious. I just had a bad feeling. And I was right. The text said that my girlfriend had gone home with his cousin. I felt angry and disappointed, but also doubtful. This particular friend didn't like the idea of the two of us, and he had his reasons. Maybe he was trying to put me off her. But then, why would he lie? After all, the guy he was accusing of being with my girlfriend was his cousin. Also, my friend had existed in my world long before my girlfriend had, so I should have been able to trust him before I trusted her. And to be honest, I owed it to him to believe him, because I'd broken the bro code by getting together with my girlfriend despite knowing he'd had history with her. Our love story was flawed to begin with, and it should never have existed. Eventually, I confronted her, and she was appalled. She denied it and told me my friend was jealous and trying to get between us. She made me feel bad for believing him and not trusting her. She seemed open and vulnerable, and told me she was deeply hurt. I felt guilty. She was that convincing. And here was my problem. Every time we argued, a new story would emerge, and the narrative would be the same. She was unfaithful to me on multiple occasions, and each time, she'd buy her way back into my life and emotionally manipulate me into believing her faults were my flaws. This pattern was becoming embarrassing for me. I had a reputation as the boy who got the girl. Not perhaps because I was good-looking, but because I had a charming nature, was popular with my friends, and had a good heart. Now, I was becoming known as the boy with the girlfriend every other boy was hooking up with. My closest friends had warned me. Even strangers had. They told me to use her for what she was good for. Physical intimacy. But I was in way too deep, and I didn't believe in being in a relationship if there was no future in it. I didn't want to hurt her. And I saw light within her that no one else could see. People labelled me whipped and sprung. And eventually I responded to that by pretending to use my girlfriend for sexual encounters. But this was a lie. I felt as if I needed her. It was painful with her, but my life would seem more painful without her. The pain wasn't just emotional, either. I was getting into fights with other men over her. Men who teased me about what they were doing with her, and how I wasn't good enough for her because her attention was swaying toward them. I'd always heard that it's guys who are the players, the scumbags, the ones who have all the control. But I'd lost mine. Here I was, a hopeless romantic, foolishly believing in an illusion I'd shaped from my own imagination about this other person, and the connection I thought I could have with her. As time went on and new evidence came to light, I finally hit boiling point. I knew I couldn't be with her, and that I had to remove myself from this relationship and not buy into her words and emotional manipulation. I decided to put on a front. I told her that if we were to move forward with our relationship, she'd have to admit to everything she'd done.